Welcome to this episode of Above the Clouds. Today we will be talking about the root of material attraction and material life. Manu talks to Dhruva Maharaj, who's one of his descendants. He talks with great urgency. Tvam pratyak atmanitada bhagavat yananta ananda matra upanpanna samasta shakto bhaktim vidaya paramang shanaker avidya grantim vibhetsyasi mamaham iti prarudham. Manu says to Dhruva Maharaj, thus regaining your natural position and rendering service unto the Supreme Lord, who is the all-powerful reservoir of all pleasure and who lives in all living entities at the Supersoul, you will very soon forget the illusory understanding of I and mine. And Srila Prabhupada comments, the whole material world is working on the basis of I and mine. This is the root of attraction to the material world. If one is attracted by this root of illusory conceptions, I and mine, he will have to remain within the material world in different exalted or nasty positions. By the grace of Lord Krishna, the sages and Lord Manu, and Dhruva Maharaj was reminded that he should not continue this material conception of I and mine. Simply by devotional service unto the Lord, his illusion could be eradicated without difficulty. To come back into our natural position as an eternal loving servant of Sri Hari is possible only if we give up our wrong conceptions of I and mine. If we can give up this wrong conception, we will unplug from the world of Maya and we will plug in, so to say, in Krishna's world. There's a principle here which needs to be considered. If we want to enter again the spiritual world, we need to become purified from the wrong conception. It is said in the Upanishads, Devo Bhutva Devam Jajet. In order to worship God, one has to become a divine being. Or as Prabhupada says, if you want to enter fire, you must be fire. If you are not fire, you will burn. Prabhupada continues. The example is given. Krishna is a big fire and we are sparks of that fire. We are also fire, but very small. The spark of fire can remain within fire and then it is beautiful. But as soon as this fat falls down, separated from the fire, it is extinguished. No more fire. It is black. Charcoal. That's all. See, because we are a part of Krishna, we have his qualities. But when we are separated from Krishna, we lose these qualities. These divine qualities are extracted from us the moment we are entering a separated state, and then we get material qualities. As Prabhupada says, the sparks turn into black charcoal. When the bliss is extracted, which is part of the Anandamurti, the blissful form of God, the jiva suffers grief. When Aishwarya, the opulence, goes, then we feel lack, deficiency and dependency. When virya or strength goes, the jiva suffers because he feels overwhelmed by circumstances which he cannot master. When the living entity leaves Krishna, then yasha or fame goes, we become inferior, we fall into a minority complex, in other words. When we leave Krishna, our jnana, our natural knowledge goes, and at that time we identify with a temporary body. This avidya, which we exchange for knowledge, means to be ignorant of who we are. Avidya, says Patanjali, is the notion that takes the self that is joyful, pure and eternal to be the non-self, which is full of pain, unclean and temporary. Just see the reversal. The natural joy of our original position goes once we separate from Krishna or fall out of the great fire. We experience pain and miseries. Our purity goes and we experience different forms of contaminations, and our eternality goes and we have we identify with a temporary material body. How can the living entity, which is separated from the fire of Krishna, return? Well, it all starts with Aham Mameti, the illusory understanding of I and mine. This ignorance, this avidya, must be exchanged for a different position, and we must act according to this different position. Dasoham Krishna Tavasmi. I'm your servant, Krishna, and I'm yours with all I have. This is the antidote against the mistaken Aham Mameti concept. And the moment the living entity identifies with the all pure Supreme Personality of Godhead and acts in service, he will become purified. How? By association with the all pure. Let us consider the example of ordinary village waste water. When this canal water flows into the Ganga, it eventually becomes cleansed and also Ganga water. In the same way, does the living entity experience a total transformation once it associates with Krishna, the all pure. This attitude of selflessly releasing from us this false concept of I and mine, our false ownership over things that are already belonging to Krishna, is really the first step of establishing our relationship with the Divine. When we give up our false concept of I and say I'm a servant, or when we give up our false possessions and say, this is all for you. It's not that we do Krishna a favor, as if we are giving him something in charity or giving him a gift. On the contrary, we are just writing our forgetfulness and releasing our sense of ego and our attachment to our false possessiveness. My dear devotees, this is such a profound understanding. I remember in my childhood, I liked to look at a movie that Dracula was doing his Dracula activities. There was one actor who had played this Dracula for many films. His name was, if I can remember correctly, Bela Lugosi. It's a Hungarian name. So he had played the role of Dracula so often that when he died, he asked to be buried in a Dracula suit. And he wanted that a certain flock of wood is driven into his dead body in the heart area, and he had a classical carcass, the carcass in which Dracula was also buried. This poor man had identified so much with the role which he played in the movies that he had actually become like Dracula in terms of his desires, his attitudes to life, his behavior, and so on. This happens when we conditioned souls adopt a wrong understanding of I and mine. And to correct it, we need to do this very nice process of puring and divesting and releasing the illusion. This is very, very important. Sometimes we may feel, oh, I am not worth to be connected with Krishna. I'm not worth to give anything to Krishna. What does Krishna care for my offering? But remember the example with the kennel water which goes into the Ganga. It becomes, in association with the Ganga water. I remember in this regard, Kanchambala Devidasi, a god sister of mine, who was a disciple of Prabhupada but lived at home because she was attending the high school. Now, once she wrote Srila Prabhupada a long 6-page letter where she related to Prabhupada something about her life. She said in this letter, each day I'm making an offering to Krishna. The offering consists of cattails, moss, acorns, bark, which at that time she thought was very nice. So Prabhupada wrote back in a fatherly kind of way, "My blessings are upon you for your nice persecution of Krishna consciousness. Whatever you are doing at the present moment is approved by me, and I think on account of you becoming a sincere soul, Krishna is dictating from within and you are doing things very nicely." What does Krishna want with moss or acorns? These are the little things which grow on these trees. What does he care for bark and these forest brings. But because someone is offering something sincerely to Krishna, Krishna is satisfied to accept it. And in the process, Krishna will purify the soul. In December 1974, Srila Prabhupada said in a lecture, "Krishna is ready to talk with you. He has come. He has descended in Achamuti, this is a deity form, to talk with you, to be visible by you. Now make yourself ready and fit to talk with Krishna. Then he will exchange conversation. Santa Sadaiva Hridayeshu Vilokayanti." This is possible. So, yes, I request all of you who listen to this to think about your personal offering. It should be something that is connected with your understanding of I and mine. Say, I will offer now to Krishna my body, senses, prana, my innermost heart, and all the functions of these respective parts of me. Say to him, "I am your servant. I am yours, O Krishna, Lord of the Gopis," and expect a miracle reciprocation. Wishing you all the best, and see you for the next Above the Clouds.